You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry. The home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the All About Real Estate edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Carol, I'm looking forward to this one. This is a gentleman who's been on the show several times, so always learn an awful lot from him. Let's welcome Robert Matthews. He is the Vice President of SR Homes. Robert, welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Always good to see you, sir. I appreciate you making time to join us. I know you're awfully busy. So before we get back into all the cool stuff happening at SR Homes, take a quick second and remind the audience a bit about you and your background.
So I've been at SR Homes now for going on 5 years, and it's been a great time of growth and just have we've been expanding across Metro Atlanta. Previously was a college football coach before I got into the real estate arena.
You look like a football coach.
Thank you. Sorry, no, we don't work out quite as much as we used to. But yes, it's been great. You know, the great thing about real estate and home building is it really drives your competitive nature. And Atlanta is such a competitive market. And we're doing everything we can at SR to remain competitive.
Yeah, that's exciting. And football is exciting because it's kind of football season here in the South and we all love football.
No question.
Well, tell us more about SR Homes.
So as you know, we're a locally owned and operated business and we cut our teeth. And Alex Tedderton, our CEO and owner, started building houses pretty much out of college from Georgia Tech. And he's grown the company just year after year after year. And we're up to 14 communities now. Wow. All across the Metro Atlanta and looking to close right at 200 homes this year.
That's awesome.
And, wow. You know, the thing about it is our volume has gone up. We still try to keep the semi-custom, the quality of construction, and we always try to put the buyer first. Mm-hmm. And if, you know, you look at our website, it says a builder focused on you. And so as we're drawing new plans and we're creating new concepts, we always want to do it with the buyer in mind. And we've been successful with that, and we want to continue to do so.
Well, you know, it really just kind of makes sense. If you're building for the buyer and they like your homes, they're going to buy your homes.
Correct.
It's amazing how it works. You know? So where in Metro Atlanta do you build, and what type of product do you specialize in?
So we're all over. Forsyth County, Fulton County, DeKalb County, Gwinnett County. We're in Hall County. And then we've also ventured up into Oconee County and Athens. And that's been a nice submarket for us. Being right there, right outside of the university. There's so much growth going on with the medical field and the university continues to grow. So it's a great job provider. And both the Clark County and the Oconee County markets have been something that we've been really excited to get into.
Well, let's jump in and talk about a few of your communities. And since you just mentioned the one in Athens, let's start with Lakewood in Athens and the fact that it's football season and go Dawgs.
Go Dawgs. That's exactly right. So Lakewood is really unique because we are 5 minutes from campus. And so it's a convenient place. We're getting professors. We're getting young adults right out of graduating that want to stay in the Athens area. And then it's so convenient to everything. It's right off the 10 loop. Mm-hmm. And so as you're coming off the 10 loop, you get off and it's right there off of Barnett Shoals. So we've completed phase one of development and we've sold houses. We're continuing to sell houses. And now we're actually into our final stages of getting phase two approved, which is really exciting. A lot of homes will be along the lake that was originally on the property.
That sounds pretty.
And so it's really neat because you pull in, it's tree lined. It feels like a traditional Southern neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And so we were very fortunate to take advantage of the already existing structure with the tree lines. And it's just a really unique feel. Anywhere from 24 to 3,200 square feet.
Okay.
And so we have ranch plans available. We have master ups. We also have master on mains. So we can cater to the empty nester, which college towns are great places to retire. Mm-hmm. There's so much to do. And like I said, the medical community is really growing up there. So your medical facilities are great. We cater to the single professor or, you know, people without kids that want to be right next to downtown or need to be close to the university. And then we also cater to the family. Mm-hmm. And so that's been a really fun community for us. And we're starting to gain some traction out there. And they're really excited about phase two coming on as well.
It's very cool.
Yeah. I didn't really ever think about a college town being a good retirement destination. Actually, it's brilliant now that I think on it.
Well, it's phenomenal because, you know, everyone thinks about football, right? Mm-hmm. And Saturdays. But there's really so much more to it than that. Yep. I lived in Hattiesburg in a previous life. And so the University of Southern Mississippi was there. And so much like the University of Georgia, athletics are prominent, but also you have the arts and there's just things to do. And so it's not about going to the football games. It's about going to the theater. It's about going to the concerts. It's about going to the sub sports, you know, women's soccer, women's volleyball, baseball, because those are so much easier to get to.
Right.
And the tickets are a lot cheaper. I mean, you guys have seen the right. Prices for the UGA Notre Dame game that's kicking off. And so it's just a great place. And it, I think it helps people kind of rekindle their youth and be around just a thriving environment.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of dogs, there's early episodes of this show where Carol did bark on a few early episodes.
Nice.
So that was exciting. We kept that for the day when we roast her.
Yes.
All right. So I want to hear about Montebello. Tell us about that one.
So Montebello is our new neighborhood in Forsyth County. So it sits off of Exit 13. Just north of Highway 20, and it services the West Forsyth School District. And it's something it's been fantastic. We've done it in two different phases where we have what we call Montebello proper, which focuses on both ranch style master on main homes, as well as master up and family style homes. And then as you get to the rear of the subdivision, we have focused on all ranch homes, and we call that the Grove. And we've been really pleased with the reception that Montebello is getting. The beautiful part about that neighborhood is we bought an old tree farm.
Oh, wow.
And so we've been able to use the vegetation that was already on site to help landscape the community. So the entranceway and some of the homes and what we've been able to do, it gives you a feel of a more mature neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we use the trees that they've been growing for the last 15 years there. So it's really kind of neat. 250 homes will be the final completion of Montebello. And again, it's been a great mix of families and empty nesters. Mm-hmm. And our ranch product is really selling well. What we're finding is that everyone wanted to stereotype ranch buyers as empty nester type buyers.
Right.
But a lot of younger buyers are realizing, hey, I want to live on one level. And so the traditional ranch of the 1970s is coming back. And so your younger families are living on ranch homes. And so that's been fun to see.
Yep.
Ty Pennington here for Jackson EMC. Did you know your heating and air system is one of the largest users of energy in your home? Replacing your traditional thermostat with a smart device saves you money while maintaining your comfort. Smart thermostats can do the decision-making for you by adjusting throughout the day to match your schedule and save you energy. Energy-efficient living is about doing more while consuming less. For more energy-saving tips, visit jacksonemc.com.
Well, let's talk about another one that's done very well, the Gates at Limestone Creek in Gainesville.
So Gates at Limestone is in minutes from downtown Gainesville. And as we talked about Athens being a great retirement community, Gainesville was also named one of the top places in the South to retire as well. And again, the medical facilities, and there are cultural things to do there, you know, with the restaurants and theaters and just the whole scene that the city of Gainesville offers. So Gates at Limestone, we are building predominantly ranch homes, and it's a gated community, and it's not overly big. It's only 45 home sites, and so it's an intimate type setting and really a good price point. We're in the threes, and so people are coming in, getting a new construction gated community in the 300s and right outside of downtown Gainesville.
And now, and it's low maintenance living also?
It is low maintenance living. You know, so we're a James Hardy builder, so all of our exterior products are either brick, stone, or James Hardy material. So there's very little maintenance that you really have to worry about with the exterior of your home.
That's great.
Good stuff. Well, we know you have more communities than that. Those are the three we were most interested in. Anything, any other community that's worth mentioning here on the air?
You know, as we are expanding into Fulton County, we have two new communities that are in Johns Creek. And so those two they're in the initial stages. One is called Camden Hall, which feeds into Johns Creek High School. And the other, Great High School. And then the other is called Ellsworth, which feeds into Northview High School. So both of those are, you know, top rated schools in the state. And so smaller boutique type neighborhoods. So Ellsworth only has 24 homes. It's a gated community. And then Camden Hall is only 16 homes. And so it's right in the heart of Johns Creek. And so both of those locations are really desirable. Four sides brick, you know, immaculately finished on the inside. We've done a great job with our finishes and our selections. Mm-hmm. So people can come into Johns Creek, you know, and I say this, be in the 600s, mm-hmm. which is a great price point for that area, be in a brand new home, and they really don't have to worry about picking anything else because all of our selections inside the home are a lot of upgrades come standard.
Wow. Now, are those, what stage are those communities? Are they pre-sale now? Or are they move-in ready? Or?
So both. At Camden Hall, we have houses that are being framed coming out of the ground. So we have pre-sold some in there, and then we're building some spec homes that are in framing stage now. So it's a great opportunity to jump in for those framed homes so that you can pick your interior selections. Mm-hmm. And with Ellsworth, we have pre-sales that we've done, and we have some current specs that are move-in ready, and then we have some other specs that are coming out of the ground.
Great.
So it's really in a great position for somebody to come in and kind of get a final opportunity right there in Ellsworth.
Mm, those both sound great. I like those small little intimate neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm. They're great. You know, what we focus on and is the streetscape. Mm. And so when you have a smaller type community, you really have to be intentional about the elevation that you choose, about the colors that you put on the house, because you want everybody to feel like their home is uniquely theirs.
Right.
And so that's something that we really strive to do a good job of. And most of the time, well, I say most of the time, all the time, everyone's pretty happy with the outcome of that.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about technology and what you're incorporating in homes as far as technology.
So with technology, obviously everybody wants to operate things from their phone, right? So mm-hmm. it's all about the smart hub from the phone. And so with our HVAC systems, with our garage doors, irrigation systems, lighting systems, we are giving our customers the opportunity to be able to utilize that technology, you know, through their apps on their phones and control their home when they're at home, when they're not at home. So we have a wide variety of options for them, so that they're up to date with the latest technology, you know, that really operate the main systems of their home.
Got to have it these days. I think that's what the market's looking for.
Yeah.
I like a light switch still, but that's just me. So yeah, good stuff. Any incentives for buyers or realtors that the market should know about?
You know, so I think that we do offer incentives. Each neighborhood is different as far as what type of options, the dollar amount that they can sure. get. And, you know, we do offer closing cost incentives with our preferred lenders. We have a great team of preferred lenders that we've been working with for years. And so each neighborhood does have those incentives. And if you go to our website, srhomes.com, you can see which incentives are specific for the neighborhood that the buyer might be looking for.
Outstanding.
Now, do you have a specific energy efficiency program as well?
So we do. Energy efficiency is something that we strive to put into our homes. Mm-hmm. And so when you get to an SR home, you're going to see things like TechShield, which is a radiant barrier on the roof. We have a different caliber of insulation where we have increased insulation, our windows, our doors. And so what we find is in certain neighborhoods, we have something specifically called an energy track program. And so each house gets graded by an outside consultant that they come in and they do all these specific energy tests. And then so when the buyers close, they actually get a letter showing how energy efficient their home is and how much money they're saving compared to a regular home that does not have the types of specs that our homes do. So you can actually put a dollar amount
wow.
and see, hey, I'm saving $1,300 a year in my power bill and gas bill based on the characteristics of my house.
It's impressive. And I love hearing those numbers. I mean, mm-hmm. That inspires, no doubt about it. Well, Robert, always enjoy visiting with you. Unfortunately, we're low on time. Before I let you go, should anyone need to connect with you and learn more about all the great stuff happening at SR Homes, where do they go?
Absolutely. Our website is the hub for everything that people need to find. So just go to srhomes.com. And that will direct you to all of our on-site agents and really give you great insight, take virtual tours of our homes, our model homes, a map of where we're at. And we are there to accommodate all your needs.
Robert Matthews, Vice President of SR Homes. Robert, as always, good to see you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. All right. Well, that wraps this week's All About Real Estate Edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schneck. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in and listening, and we'll look forward to seeing you again right here tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.